That's inappropriate! That's inexcusable! That I don't forgive!
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your 5-pound overweight leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. That's right. That is right. I went out of town to do a gig in Wyoming this weekend. Great gig. Thank you, Torrington, Wyoming. You people rock. There's so many places up there to stop along the highway and pee, and nobody will see you because they're just wide open spaces, but a lot of great people. But 5 pounds, how the hell do you gain 5 pounds in a weekend? I don't remember overeating too much, bad stuff, too much salt in it, water weight. I don't know, but I did. 5 freaking pounds. So this morning, I shoved a banana in my face for breakfast. That's what I had for breakfast. Operation Lose 5 fucking pounds has started. Well, that's enough of my little monologue, or I like to call manologue, this morning. Let's get right on into the podcast. I recorded this later last week. I think it was Thursday or Friday. Chris Mahoney came by, stopped in to help me develop my website and my social networking stuff, and put it all together. We're getting it all together and making a Remasculate website. Make it easier for you guys to find us, listen to us, post, get back to us. All right, so here you go. Here is Monday's podcast. It's me and Chris Mahoney. All right, I am sitting here in the studio.
Basement.
With Chris Mahoney. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
How are you? He's over here helping me get some stuff set up and get me the website going. And do you think we could do this website with all the links on it? Is it going to be possible?
You can have as many links on there as you want, whether people want to look at it or not.
They better want to look at it.
You know, as popular as you are, I'm sure you might turn some people away if you have a website full of links.
Yes! Links are important. Whoa! Did you hear that? The skirmish! Oh. That's what I have to put...
Ooh, Podcat's pissed.
Podcat is pissed. Look, these two don't get... The Butterfly and Podcat are fine, but let Moon Pie come downstairs.
Like, it's all hell.
It is on like Donkey Kong. Look at that.
Did you ever Google what getting it on like
Donkey
Kong?
No, what does it mean?
I don't know.
Because I did that one day. Google, bitches!
See?
I had never figured out why it was called Donkey Kong that day. We were like, because there's no donkey.
No.
And
I think it's just his name. That's all it is his name.
We just call him Donkey Kong.
And I still don't understand what it's on like Donkey Kong meaning is. Is he going to sit there and throw barrels at you while you're walking down the street?
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. Well, look at this. Now, you're sitting here, and I told you to check out the website MSN Now. Do you see the picture of the man that built his own bionic arms?
Yeah. The guy playing the harmonica, right?
Yeah, he's playing a harmonica with homemade hands and arms. And go ahead and tell them what it looks like it's made out of.
It looks like duct tape, garden hose, and dental tools.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that rod on his left arm.
It's definitely duct tape on that hand.
It has to be.
And I didn't think about the hose, but I think you're right. Those fingers look like they might be...
Garden hose.
Yeah.
Just cut off sections. How long did it take him to build it?
8 years. Well, here's the story. 10 years ago, Son Jaffa, that's his name, Jaffa, lost his hands in an explosion with a homemade bomb he had built to blast fishing. He was going to do the bomb fishing, which would be illegal here. And the 51-year-old man from northeast China was unable to work on his family farm and couldn't afford the pricey prosthetics the hospital offered him. So, despite his obvious physical limitations, he spent 8 years building his own set of bionic arms out of scrap metal, wires, and pulleys.
Garden hose.
Yeah, they don't leave. Says Sun controls each 2-pound hand using his elbows. He can open and close the palm, and thanks to a pair of heavy-duty hooks, can again operate his farming equipment. I can work. That's what he said. I can work. Love normal. I can work, live normally, and feed myself just like anyone else. Uh-oh. Get out of there. There's going to be a fight.
Now, 8 years.
8 years. Of
8 years.
So that's a lot of trial and error.
Well, the part that I like is that the bomb detonated at the wrong time, it says. Now, if it's taken you 8 years to build prosthetic arms, it looks like I could probably do this in about 10 minutes in my basement.
Uh-huh. But he built this without hands or arms, though.
That's true. But looking at how he built these,
uh-huh.
You know, you got to be wondering, is there something else wrong with him blowing himself up? Come on, detonating at the wrong time?
Wrong time. Well,
there's too much common sense there.
Well, the whole writing of this story, detonating at the wrong time. Like, there was...
Yeah.
Like,
I meant for it to go off in 30 seconds.
Seconds.
He was in his basement trying to put it together and screwed something up.
And now he's made these hands that... remember the bionic man? The $6 million man had the bionic arm.
Yeah.
This guy's got, like, the $6 arm with the duct tape and rubber hose.
Let's go to Home Depot. Let's get some garden hose and duct tape. Rummage through the trash can. See what else we can find.
Don't you know the kids love him, though? Here comes a man. Here comes a two-arm rubber band man.
Let's put a dollar bill on a fishing pole. that was wrong.
I wish I was mechanically as inclined as this guy, though. I mean, yes, he built a bomb that blew him up, but he was smart enough to do that, and he was smart enough to build bionic hands.
Well, true. If you think about it, the amount of work that goes into it, controlling it with the way that they have to have it strapped up across your back and how you move certain muscles, and I'm sure he did put some thought into it.
These Asians are clever people.
They know how to get stains out of your clothes.
They do. Ancient Chinese secret. But seriously, I mean, these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you handed this guy duct tape, some tubing, and some dental appliances, and he made hands. That's what, you know what I mean? These Asians are the MacGyvers of the world.
They really are. You give fireworks. Them
right.
And rockets. They're the first ones to develop. I could be wrong. I fell asleep in school. But they developed rockets. First people to develop rockets that actually went up into the air. I mean, more or less their signals, but...
But they invented it.
Yeah.
I think you could give, like, an Asian guy a harmonica and a lamp and a comb, and he would build a stereo. You know what I mean?
Right.
It might not sound great, but...
Put MacGyver to his paces.
Yeah.
Then what else do we see? Tebow.
Oh, yeah, Tebow. What you were talking about the picture of he's on GQ?
Yeah, he managed to get onto the cover of GQ. Came across an article. He had absolutely no idea that he was going to be on GQ. His statements, and I don't have it pulled up, so I can't give you the exact quote, but basically it came down to he had absolutely no idea that he was going to be on the cover.
It's an old picture, right?
Yeah, it's an old picture, he said, from 6 years ago. And he said, I can't remember what I was doing, what I was posing for. I don't even remember being there. But well, somehow they dug it up and put it on the cover of GQ.
Well, I haven't seen the whole picture, but the picture that I've seen cropped on AOL, it looks like he's just got his arms out, like he'd either be holding something or leaning on something, but they're doing this whole, it's a crucifixion pose.
I wonder if I can find that. I'm going to see if I can. Google, bitches!
Google, bitches! That's my favorite.
Oh, see, I can't find it.
The picture? Find it? Anything?
Yeah, the only thing I can find is the cropped photo. I can't find an original for it.
So then, I think that's what they've done. They've tried to crop it, or did crop it, to make it, this is controversial.
And he said he wasn't trying to do, like, the crucifix or anything like that when the photo was taken. That's not what it's supposed to represent, but a lot of people out there, they're starting this controversy about it, saying that he's trying to be godlike with his praying when he does the touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
And all. Yeah, everybody's trying to go off saying that he's trying to get this godlike figure when that was just pure coincidence and they're taking it out of context.
Are you a Tebow fan?
You know, actually, no. I was never a Tebow fan. I never got into his craze with the kneeling, with his football. I think that people played it up more than what he actually was.
Well,
I'm sure I'm pissing a lot of people off right now. But
I'm sure. But well, here's the thing, and I'm not a big sports person, but even I know that Tebow had a better first year than Elway did. Because from listening to talk and what I've read, is that stat-wise, he had a better first year. But everybody was like, this guy sucks. Get him out of here.
Yeah, but also Elway sucked his first couple years.
Right.
I mean, Elway was a nobody, and then he kind of grew into the person he was.
So why do you think the hatred for Tebow when he actually did better than Elway in his first year?
From what I can figure, is trying to do the replacement of Elway. I mean, those are big shoes to fill after Elway left the Broncos.
Do you feel that any animosity that that Elway was kind of jealous, that maybe he was helped feeding, you know, he's not that good, his kid's not that good?
You know, I've met Elway a couple times. The person he is, from what I've known of him, from what I've met and the personality he has, I highly doubt that there was any animosity between Tebow and Elway. I mean, other than what would have been on the field, but
yeah,
Elway wouldn't have held any of his past against Tebow.
Right. I met Elway a couple times. I never really got to know him, but I did got hired by him to do a private party several years ago. I performed at a private party, and getting paid, not only getting paid well because it was Elway, he gave me a signed football.
Oh, nice!
And I had it down here in the basement, not thinking much about it because, you know.
Oh no!
And Dylan, my son, finds it one day and goes, you have a signed Elway football? You know what that's worth? I go,
no.
Apparently not, because it's down here in the basement. But I guess it's actually worth something if I was to.
Now, that is something you hold on to. That's more sentiment than monetary at that point. Yeah.
That actually Elway signed it and gave it to me.
Specifically for you. Yeah. No, there's a lot more to it than, that's something I would never be able to sell.
Are you one of those collectors of signatures or memorabilia or anything like that?
Not at all.
Because you see the memorabilia stores.
They're huge.
And there's here's jersey signed, here's a picture from a poster, here's signed guitar. And
Park Meadows has one, I think, still.
$1,500 for these things.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with them other than go, I have this signed, and I wasn't even there when it was signed.
Yeah. Someone famous touched this at one. I've never gotten into it. I don't know why. I would rather meet the person, get to know them, than have an autograph any day.
Right.
I just don't really see the collection of signatures, autographs. And there's a lot of people out there that go crazy about it, but not one of them for sure.
It's weird, especially on this side of it, because when I meet the celebrities or hang out with them, you have to feel like you're on that level.
Yeah.
You know, I might be just out of my mind with, oh, my God, that Sting, you know. But I can't go over and go, oh, my God, you're Sting, because we're just saying it's the same party.
Yeah.
So you have to act a certain way. And that's when I had to tell Janet the first time we went to the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
Because she'd never been around like that or any of that stuff. And I go, look.
It's a different animal.
I go, you can't even act like you're happy to be here.
Yeah.
You can't even be excited. They see it in your face. They're like, oh, God, you know.
All right, let's go take a left over here and avoid these.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, I did a little bit of DJing in my past and got around some higher figure, I don't know how you want to call it, celebrities. Lack of a better word. I don't like putting them on a pedestal.
Right.
But it's definitely a different atmosphere when you're around them. You definitely can't have that face on of, oh my God, look, it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
No.
You just got to give them the head nod.
Exactly.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. And I worked at Centennial Airport for a while and got to meet quite a few of the people, a couple of the Avalanche players, and got to know a couple of them pretty well. And I mean, they like to be treated like they're another person.
Right.
And that's
the same thing with the celebrities that, like a lot of the country guys, like Jamie Johnson, the country singer. That, you know, we were in Vegas and I was basically ignoring him. I mean, I knew he was there, but I was not looking at him, not talking to. Finally, he comes over and goes, "You gonna say anything, man?" I'm like, "Oh, well, hey, I didn't want to bother you, you know." But that's the way they want to be treated, you know.
Yeah.
If I was to go, Jamie, what's up, man? Good to see you. All right, man. All right, hold on. Yeah, I got things.
Just take a step back for a minute.
Yeah.
No, a lot of the people, you can't treat them like that because they don't want that. They'd rather have someone come up and say, hey, I really like your music. Thank you.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, my God, you're Jamie Johnson.
Yeah.
They would rather get the thanks than some screamer.
Oh, my God, it's
Yeah, like Miss Thing. I would love to have seen her face when you guys went there. I'm sure she was,
silently doing.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Shaking the hand, shaking all over, eyes squinted shut.
Yeah, so that's what a lot of times I'd just lean over and go,
relax.
Do you care? Yeah, or I'd ask one of the celebrities, do you care if I take a picture with the girlfriend? Oh, yeah. No, not at all. Then she'd be like, oh, thank you. And I knew which one she wanted pictures with. Like, you know, you want a picture with Miranda? Really?
You
know,
can you do that?
Yeah, hold on. Miranda, will you take a picture with her? Oh, sure, no problem.
Anything for you, Steve.
Yeah. Oh.
Miranda, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Miranda, now I said something the other day that got Miss Thang all upset. I am I do like Miranda, and I like a lot of her music, but she has that new band, Pistol Annie.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything of that. I've just heard that...
They're better.
Are they?
I love Pistol
really?
Annie. I love them, and I said the other day, I go, is it possible to like Pistol Annie more than Miranda? She's like, what? What? Miranda is Pistol Annie. I go, no, she's part of a band. She started it. Yeah, but Pistol Annie has a whole different, like, a old country sound, like one of those.
Oh, nice.
Like almost like that, the Soggy Bottom Boys, right? You know.
Oh, okay.
I'm a man of constant sorrow. You know, they.
Oh, you really need to go back on tour, get the band back together.
Get the band back together. Can you hear the Hawaiian music in the background?
I can hear the Hawaiian music, yes. You're getting excited about Hawaii, aren't you?
I am. But see, a lot of people, I don't know if they could hear. Sometimes you could hear it. If you turn it really loud in your car, you could pick it up. But I have
I can hear it in the headphones.
Yeah. But I have this on just to make me in a good mood.
Yeah.
Could I come down here, turn the Hawaiian music on, and do the podcast? And I go, I don't even know if people can hear it. But it's got me getting the, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the other day, I got bamboo. Look behind you. I got a big wall of bamboo.
One of these days, I'm going to come down into the basement. It's just going to... Studio. Got that a little back. It's going to be nothing but tiki. I just don't light your basement on fire.
It started. It's got that. I've got the tiki girl lamp over there. I got the tiki clock.
Wait, is that the tiki dude?
That's the tiki dude, see? Yeah, and then over there is the tiki face Kleenex box. Do you see that? Hold on, I'll get it.
That's a little disturbing that you pull the Kleenex out of the nose.
No.
So I asked you earlier about going to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
You looked like a freaking 2-year-old on Christmas.
I'm so excited. I'm going to Hawaii. Who does? Have you been ever?
I've never been. I was supposed to go many years ago, and that never happened, and it's kind of sad. It's one place I've always wanted to go.
You have got to go. I mean, to me, it's the happiest place on earth, and tiki power.
I thought that was Disneyland.
Huh? No, Disneyland used to be, but Disneyland was built in the 50s. It's kind of outdated, don't you think? I know they keep trying to update the rides and stuff, but at some point, you got to remember.
It's not Hawaii.
It's not Hawaii.
No.
Even if you go to the part of Disneyland that's got the tropical theme, it's not Hawaii.
No.
The girlfriend and I went up to Indian Springs in Idaho Springs. Have you been there?
Oh, just this past weekend, right?
Yeah. And they have an indoor pool, and it's got all the palm trees and ferns. And she goes, is this what it's like in Hawaii? I almost slapped her. Just because you have a palm tree and some fern. No, it's not like Hawaii.
Did it have a pineapple growing up? No, it's not Hawaii. If you can't walk off the side of the road, go grab a pineapple.
Grab a pineapple right there on the side of the road.
It is not Hawaii.
If there's not wild chickens running along the side of the road.
Do they really have wild chickens?
Yeah, there's chickens all over the islands.
So that's, instead of coyotes like we have here, roadkill over there?
Just chickens. Just run over chicken in the middle of the road.
Grab a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Fried chicken?
That's dinner. So do you watch the new Hawaii Five-0?
I do not. I don't have time for TV.
I talked to Mike Jones the other day. He doesn't watch it either. It's one of my favorite shows. And
Unemployment.
It could be. I watch a lot of TV. Now that I got Roku, I watch
Hawaii Five-0. We'll get you back on track here.
Yeah. Well, with Roku, do you have that too?
No, I've played with it though.
How come you don't have one? I thought you were Gadget Dude.
I am Gadget Dude. I don't have time for TV. I literally do not have time with TV because I still do DJ stuff. I hope old boss man's not listening. Non-compete.
Are you DJing at a booby bar again?
No, that was only once.
Only once.
Only once. That's
Did
all
you get
it
fired?
Took. No.
One night.
No, one of my buddies asked me to fill in for him one night, and that was more than enough for me. That was a whole different experience.
How was it?
Interesting.
You're the first person I've ever talked to that's ever DJ at a booby bar.
Let's put it this way. This is how it works. They're not playing music for the crowd. They're playing it for the strippers.
Right.
The strippers will actually come up to you with their tip money.
And say, here's my song.
Hey, I want you to play this song next. I think I walked out of there with $400 at the end of the night. Just absolutely absurd amount of money. Because they just want you to play their songs.
Yeah. Right.
So every time they go up, here, play my song next. And so I'd actually started bets with some of them. All right, who wants to pay me the most to play the next song? It was like, I'm never coming back here. I don't care who I piss off.
Wow, I could do that. Because I know.
Right?
I could definitely. If you. Got to show the greenery if you want to see the scenery. Were you doing some of those?
Oh, no, I wasn't that bad. I wasn't that bad, no. Actually, they had rules for what I could not say, how much I should talk, and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, they just didn't let me have at it. It was literally, I don't know, give me a stripper name. Exactly.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heaven is up on stage 3.
Or it's something like that. And I mean, they told me to have fun with how I said it, but that's literally about all that I could say when I was there.
Please welcome to the main stage, Cheetah.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience, but I wouldn't do it again. That was just...
Was it hard to do your job? No, like, because there's like
the scenery.
Boobies walking around everywhere. Where you're like trying to cue up music and just like, oh!
Oh, there's some dead air.
Oh.
Whoops.
Where's my song? Sorry. Sorry, I was staring at your fake tits.
Yeah. No, it's... They were kind of pissy. I mean, the strippers, if they didn't get their way, oh, it was bad news. You didn't want to hang around for that one. But yeah, it wasn't my forte.
I would love to talk to somebody that does that for like a living. You know, I know that there's the booby DJs. They've got to have stories, real stories. Because I've
the
known
the Chardonnay room.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know the rooms of this. Every stripper's got a story. Every one of those girls has a story. You know that they're going to school for psychology. Yeah, why? But you pick psychology because you're like a whack job.
Yeah, daddy didn't treat you right when you were younger. Let's go take psychology. It's cheaper than paying a psychologist for 20 years.
Yeah, daddy issues and a pole. It pays off.
Oh, geez. No, it's... Wow, we really sidetracked from Hawaii there.
That's okay. We would...
How did
we get from Hawaii 5-0 to strippers? Oh, I don't know.
Mike Jones, I'm blaming it on you.
Say that for a Mike Jones day.
She doesn't let you get away with a lot, does she?
No.
No.
And we actually had a discussion the other night after one of the podcasts. I'm like... Even if I say something rude to you, just respond. Just go ahead and go, stop it. Not just shut down and stare at me like, you
no,
know
no,
I'm...
No, she does the... Sorry, Miss Thing.
She's
you
not here to...
smack me next time you have
She's
to hear
She's not
this.
Here to take us down on it, so...
Yeah, there will be tomorrow, but I'm not living here, so it's okay. You're on your own, Steve.
Now, are you a Twilight person?
No, the girlfriend is. Yes, we clarified that from last time we did the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, the girlfriend is. She is all about the Twilight. That's
what made me think. I knew there was something that we had talked about Twilight before, but it's the girlfriend that's crazy about it.
Yep.
Yeah, because Janet Mustang has already made plans to go see the last one. And I go, oh, really? She goes, oh, don't worry. I made plans with girls at work. We're going to go. So you don't have to go.
All right, Steve, we're going to the strip club.
Yeah, you working that night?
Let's do it.
Well, do you think that girl is that hot anyway? That Kristen, was it Kristen Stewart?
She has the girl next door look. That's what it is.
Is that because
to me, hot? No, girl next door. Yes.
Man, she had the affair with the director, you know, of this new
did
movie,
she?
The Huntsman, the Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
You know, I think I did hear about that.
She had the affair. Now the other guy, Robert Pattinson, is all moved out and everything. And then it just came out today that she has been uninvited to be in the sequel to the movie. That's because they were planning on doing the sequel. How How bad do you think you would have beat yourself up that you just lost yourself millions?
Millions.
Not just a job. You lost millions of dollars just because...
And the whole credibility in Hollywood and... It's amazing how much something like that will just ruin your life
you.
In Hollywood. It's amazing.
And I think, like, teenage fans will back away from her.
Not to be associated with it.
Yeah, she'll lose some of her fans.
Easily.
And I've always wondered, because I don't think that they're that exciting, but that guy and her, you know, they're living together, so they're always photographed together.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if a lot of the general public really believe them to be, you know, Bella and the guy.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. But to add on to the affair, I heard that was something almost 6 months after the movie was completed that they had the affair, too.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
I think I heard that somewhere, that it was almost 6 months after the movie was completed that the affair actually happened.
Well, that's worse.
Yeah.
Because I can understand you're out on location, bored, things happen.
It's back of the trailer.
Yeah, and now she's been home, been back with the boyfriend, and then she has an affair.
And I think that was one of the biggest things. I was hearing that on the radio the other day. Not any local stations.
Nothing on the local.
Got to pay for the $12 XM to hear commercials.
Now, are you a movie fan? Do you go to a lot of movies? Or are you a...
I used to be a bigger movie fan. I don't have time in my life anymore to watch TV or watch movies. And so I try to get out as much as I can to escape. But
you sound like Miss Thang. Every time I work. I go, did you read this thing? No, I work. Did you see this one? No, I work. I think too many people live like that.
Yeah.
They don't really know what's going on. Take time to, what's the old saying? Stop and smell the roses.
Yeah. I'm trying to get back into that. My work is trying to have me put in tons of overtime right now, and today I told them no. I left today at 4 hours of overtime. I still have a full 8-hour day tomorrow to go. I'm like, I just may not even come in tomorrow.
Does your girlfriend put up with this?
She is understanding. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Understanding.
not happy about it, but understanding.
Well, speaking of girlfriends, I found this little thing here. Remember the guy from Monk?
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub.
Shalhoub.
He's going to join How I Met Your Mother.
Is that show still running?
No, wait. Let me back this up.
Oh, okay.
Because this just popped up, so I clicked on it. He is going to join How I Met Your Mother's producer's pilot. They're going to do a new show called...
Left to right, top to bottom.
I'm trying... Yeah, I forgot how to read. How you read in America? The word is leaked that another primetime funny man is dipping his toes in the male bonding waters, according to TV Line. Beloved former Monk lead detective Tony Shalhoub has agreed to join the pilot for How I Met Your Mother's producer Rob Greenberg in his latest CBS pilot. The as-yet-untitled sitcom will focus on a jilted fiancé who moves into a new pad and makes friends with his divorcee neighbors. Shalhoub will play Frank, a four times married, Shalhoub will play Frank, a four times married, and as the show description would have it, divorced, self-proclaimed Don Juan who lives in the said apartment complex and presumably fills the cultural gap left by Larry Dallas on Three's Company. Oh, remember, he'll take residence alongside Harold and Kumar, vet, and house casualty, Cal Penn.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Does that sound interesting to you at all?
You know, I used to watch Monk. I actually enjoyed that show, and I don't know. I'd probably at least tune in for a couple episodes to see what it's like.
Well, I like Cal Penn.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Harold and Kumar movies, but I liked him on House.
Pretty stupid movies.
Are they?
Yeah, it's completely stoner movies.
Like the last one, did you see the Christmas one in 3D or...
Seriously, they came out with a 3D one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one. I left it at White Castle.
That was the first one,
right? We need to get White Castle out here.
White Castle would be great.
We need to start a petition. All right, all you listeners out there, let's start a petition to get White Castle to Colorado.
White Castle. How about crystals? Do you like crystals? Have you had crystals?
Crystals?
Crystals is...
The sex shop?
No, no. I love that place, but no, this is Crystal's Burgers. They're in the South. Ah. They're like the White Castles of the South. The same little square, tiny burgers. And
really?
They're Crystal. Huh. Yeah.
Haven't heard of them. I don't go to the South often enough. I'm not sure if I really want to be
going
that
much. What's your favorite burger?
My favorite burger?
Yeah.
One I put on the grill.
So to cook yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You're not a smash. You're not a smash burger, Five Guys.
No. I would rather get the satisfaction going to Tony's Meat Market, grabbing a burger, putting it on the grill, doing all the seasoning, all that kind of stuff myself. Do that any day over going out to a restaurant and buying a burger.
Oh, then we are discussing this with the grill master.
Oh, it's on.
What? Yeah. Other than that, which would be your choice of restaurant burgers?
Fast food or restaurant?
Fast food.
Fast food? I'd probably have to go with Carl's Jr.
Really? Over Smash Burger and Five Guys? Because that's... those are the two now that everybody's talking about.
Five Guys is good. Their burgers, unless if you go through a complex ordering 10 minutes long of saying, I want this, I want that.
Did you want lettuce? Did you want an egg? Did you want bacon? Did you...
I like the simplicity. Give me a number one.
Well, Miss Thing and I were talking the other day about McDonald's, you know, because it's really...
Canadian McDonald's.
Canadian McDonald's.
That scares me.
They use all that real product and all that.
That scares me. Not America's.
Canadian.
Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we getting here?
Oh, I don't even want to know.
And why does we get that urge? Why do you feel like I could really go for McDonald's right now?
It's like Coke back in the day. Put cocaine in their Coke fries.
In the original part, yeah.
They're just putting meth in their burgers.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Smash Burger.
Yeah.
Have you had one of those?
I have. They're good.
But not great to you.
Convenience.
I want In-N-Out. That's the one I want to come.
Yeah.
Fat Burger, you know, Fat Burger came here to Colorado, and I think they're gone. The two that I know of are gone now.
Isn't there a Fat Burger over in Highland Ranch?
I don't know if it's still there. The one over here by Park Meadows Mall went out of business.
Really?
The one at Southland Mall went out of business. Because I was going to go and, like, there's an empty building. So I don't know if people just, like, got here and went, they're not as good as California.
Yeah, could be. Do you like ever playing that game, going by old shops? I wonder what was used to be there. Can't remember.
Yes.
See, they're thinking about it for days on end, and finally it clicks.
What used to be here?
Aha! I got it.
A Sun Pacific. It used to be a Sun Pacific.
Or yeah, you spend too much time at Park Meadows.
Or a lot of times you drive past a restaurant, like an Asian restaurant, because they move in like sand crabs. You know, like they're just an empty shell. They move in.
Yeah, they're just there.
But a lot of times, like an Asian restaurant, you'll go by and go, I think that used to be a Pizza Hut.
Right.
You can tell by the architecture.
Oh, I do that all the time, driving random places you've never been before and be like, that used to be a pizza. They had the distinctive shape to the buildings.
Yeah, the windows. They had the long windows and stuff.
And the slanted roof.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah.
Or you'll drive by, it'll say, you know, faux 69.
You can see the Pizza Hut letters.
But the letters are in the back. You know, you can kind of see
the faded sign letters.
Used to be. Uh-huh. There's one place over here that's one of those Dollar Scoop Asian, which those always scare me.
Oh,
Dollar
yeah.
Scoop.
Dollar, yeah.
There's one $1.25. There's a 99-cent, but
can't find cats at the local animal shelter.
Yeah, but it's in an old Taco Bell. You know that Taco? Oh. The original had those old like a mission look to them.
That's not a good combination.
No.
No.
But that's a fun game to play. Like
it really is.
What did that used to be?
Taking in architectural clues from the past.
Is it the windows or the roof that gives it away for you?
For just
buildings in general. Like, because there's one of...
Usually the windows.
Like, there's a Brothers Barbecue over here that it's definitely an old Denny's. The sign is an old... You know, Denny's has that distinct shape of the Denny's sign, yet it says Brothers Barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, they're in the Denny's.
That's just laziness on the advertiser's side.
Yeah, tear the sign down. At least put up your own sign.
Put up your own sign. Don't try to reuse it.
What'd you find over there?
There's not much going on.
There really is not today. Normally I can find a lot of good stuff that pops up on MSN or AOL, but it's a very slow day today. Well, then maybe we should just go back to working on the website.
The website?
The website, the mobile site. We'll get it up and going. And we should have a live Hawaiian music stream on it the whole time.
Live, pumping your Hawaiian music there?
Uh-huh.
Your tiki music?
Uh-huh.
Wait, what is this ban on, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer's ban on driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants likely to wind up in court? You know, I don't even know if I want to start that conversation.
The illegal conversation?
The illegal conversation.
Does it bother you as bad?
It gets me worked up. You know, it's... I either let them come in here, give them licenses, let them do everything that we can do, or ban it. Don't give them this half, you can only do so much, or I either take it all the way, make them legal, or keep it illegal.
Well, what do you think? Because I know you used to work at Home Depot.
Yes.
And there's always, I don't know if yours, Home Depot, had the little grouping that was always out in front. Like,
we're in too rich of a neighborhood for that, but yes, I know what you're talking
about. You know what
I'm
like, go by the Home Depot, you pick up a Mexican. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Drive by, how much to do this?
Yeah.
$20. I'll do it for $15. Okay, you come with me.
You get in the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and they hop in the back of your truck, go away.
But you keep hearing all this thing about, well, you know, they do the jobs that other people won't do.
Yeah.
Now, is that true? Because if they weren't there, somebody's got to do that job.
Somebody would do it.
Somebody would do it. That's why I've always argued that. Like, you know, well, they'll do the jobs that nobody wants to do. In this day and age, in this economy,
someone will do anything.
Somebody will do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think it's horrible that we just keep, like, making excuses when we should just, you know, stick to the rules.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We need new immigration laws. No, we've got plenty of laws. Just enforce them. It's the same thing with the gun laws. When I keep hearing all that about, we need new gun laws. Isn't there, like, there's, like, several hundred on the books right now.
Oh, there's a ton of them. We just need new idiot laws.
That's new idiot laws.
New idiot laws. You know, it's the whole gun debate that, you know, I can see both sides of it. But when it comes down to it, it's not the gun. It's the person behind the gun.
Right. You can kill somebody with a pencil. That's what I always tell people.
You don't even need the pencil. But you couldn't kill
12 people. You always hear that.
Well, that's true. You couldn't kill 12 people. But you're still going to have the psychos out there that are going to do whatever they want. But now take the gun out of the equation. Okay, so they don't have the gun anymore. What else are they going to resort to?
Probably a homemade bomb.
Exactly.
Blow their hands off and make $6 arms out of tubes and duct tape.
Take 8 years to do it. No, I mean, you're going to start outlawing PVC.
Yeah.
You're going to start outlawing fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
Not going to be able to get that anymore.
You won't be able to buy gunpowder to make your own reloads for hunting.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, if it's not one thing, it'll always be another. Yeah. And it's the people behind it.
Well, what do you think is up with the people that want to constantly argue that, you know, as soon as something goes wrong, they complain.
Yep.
And if you haven't done something, they complain. And then if you put a law in effect, they complain they've lost. You know, those people that I'm talking about.
Exactly.
What makes somebody like that? Where's the common sense of the people to go, well, you're right. They would just do it with something else.
You know, my mom was virtually the same way, and then I took her up shooting, showed her the respect for the firearm, showed her how to properly handle it, and show her that it can be safe. After that, she kind of relaxed on a lot of, I think it's fear. People
totally
have
fear.
Never been around guns. I mean, I've heard you tell stories growing up, you were around guns. You went out shooting as a little kid.
Yeah,
I mean,
Dad took me out like 5-6 years old, maybe shoot a pistol.
And so, I mean, it comes from respect to the firearms, to know that it's not the firearm, it's the person behind it. And you know what? The person behind it, look at their parents.
Yeah.
That's a big one right there. Look at their parents.
How were they raised? What,
exactly.
What kind of respect do they have for life and law? And, well, you know, just the other day, this, funny you said that, because maybe think about it, is when Janet and I were at Indian Springs, the door in one of the sauna rooms says, not an exit. Do not use this door.
Yeah.
And we were watching people use it as an exit. The sign is blatantly right there. And it's like total disregard for the rules. Well, one family had their kid with them and pushed the door. So what did they just teach their kid?
you don't have to listen to rules.
That you don't have to listen to rules.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, it's just, it's. I almost wanted to grab the parents and pull them back in and go, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, this is your parent. This is what the sign said. You're teaching them to ignore rules that they don't like.
Exactly.
And I remember seeing that a few years ago when there was, I was out by a pool, actually the community pool here, and there's a sign that says no running at the pool. Well, this little kid pointed at it and goes, I don't like this rule. I'm not going to do it. And the parents were sitting there. They actually, and then the kid ran off. I saw him point at the sign. I thought if I would have been my kid, I would have beat the crap out of him.
Oh, yeah.
And that, mine knows that.
I mean, that same thing, right? My mom would have, she pulled over on the highway one day.
Just
pulled
to
over on the highway. Oh, yeah. Man, I didn't want to wear my seatbelt. Gotta wear your seatbelt. I decided to take it off. Man, she pulled that car over. I remember I was like 4. I can still remember it in the car she was driving, the car seat that I had, and it ingrained it in my mind. But you look at parents today, they're absent. They're at work 24/7, not around to enforce rules. I mean, it's society is conditioning these people to do these things.
It's becoming like this, just this free whatever goes.
Yeah.
I'm always bothered by the fact that, you know, well, I have the right to do this. This is America. I have the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
And people seem to have forgotten that.
Sense of entitlement.
Yeah, but there's this whole thing of with freedom comes responsibility.
Yes.
I remember learning this as a kid, that my dad goes, yes, you have the right to say that, but is it the right thing to say?
Exactly.
Are you going to annoy people? Are you going to offend people?
Can you live up to the consequences of it?
Right, but none of that is taught today.
Nope.
Yes, you have the right to say. It's like the other day we were out, and this guy had on a fuck you t-shirt. That's what it said on the shirt.
Yeah.
It just said fuck you on the front. It was a black shirt and white writing, and that's all it said. And he was with his family at a restaurant. Okay.
That would have never flown with my mom.
Never flown with my mom. Why did it fly with the other people in the restaurant? Why did it fly with the manager of a restaurant?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand the concept. In the past, that'd have been like, you're not coming in here like that.
Oh, yeah.
You were not allowing it. Another customer would have said, so you're that's offensive.
Yeah.
Now we just look away, whatever.
And
then
ignore it.
And then the weird becomes the norm because nobody says anything.
Exactly. But, yeah, getting back to that, I mean, it's, I don't know, the whole gun control. Look at London or England.
When they did
no guns.
The riots just recently.
Full on ban. It doesn't stop people. They just find other methods.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine who lives in England, a couple of the guys that listen to the podcast, we were talking after they had the big riots. Remember last year they had that? Skirmish! Everybody's going, what happened? Now I know.
Wow. Podcat's pissed.
Hold on.
Yeah, best part was Podcat was taking on both of them.
I know. Nobody got hurt, so you know. Nobody got hurt.
That was entertaining. Just saw a ball of white and black rolling across the floor.
Yeah, no. Podcat sitting there staring at us from underneath the stairs.
Where are they?
Yeah, I don't see him.
I'll
kick their asses again. That's what I think is funny, is that tiny little cat takes on that big-ass dog.
That was funny. Yeah.
Well, now I know they can interact. See, I've been trying to slowly let them in. And you heard that? What we're down here quite a while. There was
no trouble.
And then finally it goes bad. They stare at each other long enough.
Oh, someone's about to go. Yep.
Well, if that cat would have had a gun, somebody could have gotten hurt.
Oh, it's all about the people are just fearful of it. They don't have respect for it. They weren't brought up with it. We're coming into the age where kids who are being brought up, all the people who are actually against it, 30, 40 years ago, guns weren't around.
Yeah.
That was the 80s. Let's go do the disco.
Let me 70s. Ask you this question, because I see this on Facebook. I saw it the other day. An anti-gun person, there was a shooting down in Texas. I don't know if you saw this.
Mm-mm.
And they posted another shooting in Texas. Where is the people that say they carry guns? How come they weren't there to stop this? You know, so they always want to throw that up. Well, if you'd have had a gun, you'd have stopped it, right?
Well, Texas is a little bit easier to get guns, permits, everything like that. They're an open carry state. So you can do just about anything you want down there. You can carry it around. But does that necessarily mean that people want to be armed all the time?
No.
No, I have my concealed. I don't carry all the time. I only do it when I'm going to be putting myself in situations that are less than norm.
Right. Like DJing at a titty bar.
It's pretty, well, that was just strange. Not, but yeah, I mean, so I don't carry all the time.
Well, my grandfather was a cop. He was chief of detectives, and he wore a gun all the time.
Yeah.
Even after he retired.
Oh, yeah.
He still wore his gun because he goes, you know, as a cop, you don't know who you put away and who you pissed off.
Exactly.
And you don't know when they get out and if they're still mad or not.
Exactly.
So I remember going to church with him, and he had, I could see where I was sitting as a kid, I could see his handle of his .38 in his coat because he wore that shoulder, those old detective.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Miami Vice holsters.
He's carrying.
Yeah. No, it's... I don't carry everywhere because sometimes it's not appropriate to. There's other places that you're just not allowed to. And so if I'm going to be going to those places, it's almost too much of a hassle anymore because so many places are putting a restriction on to where you can and cannot go. So sometimes it's more of a hassle, and that's why...
See what you
hear? I don't even want to know what those dogs are doing up there. But yeah, it's more of a pain anymore to do it because so many places are banning it. Public transportation. Can't be caught dead on there with a firearm.
But then again, if there's trouble on the bus, somebody go, well, why wasn't there somebody there to stop it? Because I wasn't allowed to carry a gun, dumbass.
No. Yeah, exactly. And so there's a lot of reasoning behind that. Also, the other reasoning is, if I pull it and use it, automatically, $40,000 is what they told me in my concealed class, along with you're going to be spending a couple nights in jail till they get it sorted out. You will be taken away in cuffs, and it's a huge pain. So you got to weigh out those options. Is it something that I can actually stop, or is it something that even if I do try to intervene, it's not going to even stop it? And then also, is it worth the $40,000?
Right off the bat,
no questions asked, $40,000. I don't have $40,000 just to be going out there just to try to stop something that may not even happen. I mean, they may have a gun that's not loaded. And so if I take someone else's life, their gun's not loaded, even if I have my concealed, I should technically could be in the right.
But lawyers will get a hold of it.
And then lawsuits from the family. And, I mean, there's so much more that goes into it. And they drill that into your head when you're going through your concealed class.
Yeah, because I took the class, too. That's
great.
I need to go actually get my final concealed permit. My friend Jeremy, who you know, producer at Bix 100, we took the class together, and he has his concealed now. And he's carrying.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go into it. And, there, I mean, people say, well, no one stood up. Well, yeah, you also got to weigh the options. Do they run in there, try to do a robbery, they shot one person, and they started running out the door? I'm not going to shoot them and go to jail. They're already going out the door.
Yeah, they're leaving already.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, at that point, I'm going to jail for murder because he was running away from the scene. And so there's a lot of factors that go into it.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure a lot of people have thought the same thing. You know,
yeah.
Even if they had a gun, why didn't he use it?
Yeah.
Maybe there's, like you said, there's a lot of factors that go into it.
The second that they're turning away, running away, putting the gun down, you shoot them, it's murder for you.
Right.
You're going to jail.
Oh, he turned to run, you shot him in the back. Yeah, you stopped it, but...
Yeah, exactly.
And as you know, in the class that I took, you shoot to kill.
Oh, yeah. You don't shoot to wing.
You shoot to kill.
Yep.
So that's an automatic trouble right there.
Oh, yeah.
You killed somebody, there's going
to
be
another life. There's a lot of explaining to do.
Mm-hmm. So you may not want to stop something other than your own home invasion.
Exactly. Or unless if someone's threatening you directly.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, as bad as it sounds to say, I may let that other person get shot, but also am I going to be going to jail for the rest of my life for something else that... They may already kill someone else. I go after them. I can go to jail for the rest of my life.
And I'm too pretty to go to jail.
Damn straight.
My hair's too long to go to jail. I don't want to be Leroy's bitch.
She was about to say he'd become someone's bitch with that hair.
Welcome to the cell. Do you want to be the mama or the daddy?
I don't want to be either. No one sit in my corner alone.
I want to be the daddy. All right, then get over here and suck mama's dick.
You had to go there.
Oh, I should have left that for Mike Jones.
Oh.
Well, thanks for coming down and doing this with me.
Thanks. It's always fun coming down here.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I'm glad you guys joined in today. Whoever has downloaded, listened live, or I know I got a couple people that text me while we were doing this.
Oh, really?
We're watching on Ustream. So,
stalkers.
Hey! Thank you, guys. I want to tell people to support the sponsors. That's Pop Chips
Perky
Jerky. And you can follow them on Twitter at Pop Chips CO. It's Pop Chips Colorado. And @ Perky Jerky. So, guys, thanks for tuning in to Remasculate, and we'll do this again. Thanks, Chris, for doing the show with me.
Oh, and really quick, for those of you who are having issues with trying to get the podcast on your phone.
Oh, yes, you had a...
There's an application for Android. I know iPhone, you can tap right into iTunes, but Podkicker is what I've used to listen to the Remasculate podcast.
Podkicker. Okay.
All one word. And when you search it, once again, add the hyphen in there.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you can't find it. It has to be re-masculate.
Uh-huh.
I pulled it right up. It was able to subscribe, download every podcast. Good to go.
Thank you very much. That helps. Like you said, it's Android. I'll check to see if it does on if they have an iTunes version. Do you know?
You can subscribe through iTunes on the iPhone.
Well, there you go.
So you can just go right from there too.
See, it's so easy, people. Don't give me no more. Did my redneck come out? Don't give me no more excuses. I don't want no more of them excuses. Screw this. I got to go to Walmart. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast with Chris. Chris is my webmaster putting it all together for me. So if you need a website, get a hold of me. I'll hook you up with Chris. You're like, well, I haven't seen his yet. Well, I've seen it, and it's looking good. I can't wait for the remasculate.com website to go live. So... I'll let you know as soon as it does. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Support all the sponsors, Pop Chips, Perky Jerky. Find them online. Like them on Facebook. Like me on Facebook. You can find me at Twitter, at Steve McGrew. And I just put up the new Remasculate Twitter. So there is @ Remasculate. So follow me everywhere. Let me know what you think. Send me topics that you'd like to talk about. Again, thank you so much. I had so much fun to be doing this and not having to kiss corporate ass. Thank you, guys. God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the grains and noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me?